if the body is like the hardware and the mind like the software, then how is it that by giving pills, people's mental problems can be addressed? Answer: the word mind is used very commonly in various departments and various areas of knowledge, but it does not always have the same meaning. So, for example, the word mind, as it is used in the Bhagavad Gita, refers to a specific level of reality. We have gross matter, we have soul, and we have mind. Now, in the Western philosophical circle, Western philosophy, basically they talk about mind-matter duality. So they often equate the mind with the soul. That means the non-physical aspect of our being, they call us the mind, and they equate with the soul also. And there are materialists, Western materialists, who say the mind is simply an epiphenomena of the brain. It's like when an engine is running, smoke comes out. So like that, in some way, when the brain is functioning, consciousness emerges from it. It's a fringe, it's an epiphenomena that comes from it. So basically, now, when in today's circle the word mind is used, or when you say somebody has mental problems, so there are certain mental problems that can originate simply in the brain, because the mind is subtle, and the subtle mind requires certain gross instruments for functioning. Just as if the mind desires that, okay, I want to eat this, it requires a hand to catch it and a mouth to eat it. So just as the hand and mouth are tools for the mind for catching, holding and eating. So similarly, the brain is the physical mechanism that is required by the mind for information processing. The dendrites and synapses that get connected in the brain when the various cells come together at their contact points, through that information is transmitted. So just like we have a software, and then we have the hardware which through the software is operated. So that means the brain is like, say, the CPU. And then the mind is like the software, you could say, the OS or whatever you want to say specifically. So now in this case, the mind itself, so when we talk about mental problems, you understand that some of the problems may actually be brain-related problems. There can be two kinds of problems which may relate with the brain. One is structural damage, and the second is biochemical imbalance. So when certain structural damage is done to the brain, it's like a particular part of the hardware of the computer is damaged. Then even if the software is still functional, the software will not be able to function in a way for us to see, because that hardware part is damaged. The hardware part is a tool, and without that tool, the software cannot work. So like that, certain aspects of thinking or feeling or acting, they can be impeded, although they are originally coming from the soul, they are rooted through the mind, but the brain is the tool which is required for that. And without that tool, they will not be the same. It will not function. So that's one aspect to it. So structural damage to the brain can affect the behavior of a person. And similarly, a chemical imbalance, because the brain is basically a machine. It's a device, and it requires certain chemicals for proper functioning. So if a particular serotonin or some other hormone, certain other enzyme, certain other chemical goes down, then that may affect particular faculties of functioning. So there is the two distinct branches, there is psychology and there is psychiatry. So psychiatry is more brain-centered, and psychology is more behavior-centered. And that's why today, if I'm not mistaken, psychology comes as a field within the arts. Psychiatry comes as a field within the sciences. So the two are related, but psychologists and psychiatrists are not the same people. They're two distinct professions. And when a person has any structural or chemical problem with the brain, then although we may call it as a mental problem, it is not actually a mental problem. It is a brain-related problem. And that can be addressed by the appropriate way, by either doing some surgery to replace, correct the structural damage, or by giving some pills to correct the mental imbalance, the biochemical imbalance. Now, it's not that simple, the differentiation between the mind and the brain, but there is one extreme tendency is that to deny that the mind's functioning has anything to do with the brain. And so if people have a biochemical imbalance, I know one devotee, you know, he just couldn't, for 1.5 years, he couldn't sleep only. Just he would lie down and he couldn't sleep. And he tried various things, you know, he tried this and that, all spiritual means, it didn't work. And finally he went to a doctor and they found there was some chemical imbalance because of which the condition that is required in the brain to fall off to sleep, that was getting disrupted. Just giving one injection, he was able to sleep peacefully. So, we cannot say that all problems necessarily are simply mental. They can be related to the brain structure and brain chemical balance, and they need to be treated accordingly. So one extreme is to deny the brain's role. The other extreme is to deny the mind's role. That means that for every single mental problem that is there, you try to deal with it at the chemical level. So for example, if a person has anxiety, then take a pill for that. There are what is called as tranquilizers. It's a whole set of pills which have been very popular. There is a book called The Age of Anxiety, The History of America's Turbulent Love Affair with Tranquilizers. So especially people who are in high stress professions like movies and business and all those people, they found that by taking these tranquilizers, they could stay very cool. But this became eventually a big industry, and none of the tranquilizers can keep you tranquil for a very long time. Sometimes they keep, and then they get some other tranquilizer. And often these effects are not tested adequately, and then they also have side effects. So the problem is, so there the author also says is that, you know, there are, for biological problems you can have biochemical solutions. For biochemical problems you can have biochemical solutions, but for human problems you cannot have chemical solutions. So if somebody has lost a loved one and they are going through a process of grieving, then you put a pill inside them. So when they are happy and they are cheerful, at that time there may be a particular chemical that is secreted in the brain. But by artificially taking a chemical that increases the secretion of that chemical in the brain, by artificially taking the medicine, that's not going to make me happy. It's artificial. So one has to go through a natural process of grieving, accepting, learning and growing beyond it. So there is one attempt is to pathologize all human problems. That is also bad. So within the outside world, within the today's world, there's an attempt, there's a tendency to pathologize all problems. So and almost a lot of people go to mental health professionals just for mental care for small problems they may have. For them it may feel like a big problem. But it's a behavior, it's more of a human problem which needs human solutions. The other extreme is sometimes we may, especially in the devotional circle, we find that anybody has a mental problem, just say, no, you just have to become stronger mentally. Maybe chant Hare Krishna or do something. It's not necessary. We shouldn't see the spiritual and the scientific as competitors. Sometimes even some devotees may have some problem in the brain. It's not a sign of their weakness, just that somebody may have a hand fracture, somebody may have a stomach and acidity. Like that, somebody may have a structural or chemical problem in the brain. And that requires proper treatment. So generally, the danger in taking these kind of medications is that the whole problem with the brain is that things are not very easily diagnosable. So if I have malaria, you can clearly do a blood sample and then you can find out that this particular parasite, bacteria or whatever is there in the brain, in the blood, and therefore this indicates this. But in the case of behavioral brain problems, it's not so easy to diagnose. So if there is a clear diagnosis, this structural problem is there with the brain or this biochemical imbalance is there, then it is good to take medication. But otherwise, if there is no clear diagnosis, then just some behavioral problem, there is a name is given to them. acute anxiety syndrome or something like that. Now, yeah, anxiety is there, but you don't need, most people do not need medicines for that. So both extremes you have to avoid, to reduce everything to the brain and to reduce everything to the mind and deny the role of the brain. And if a, and accordingly, so when the problem is at the level of the brain, then definitely taking taking chemicals, taking medicines, taking pills will help in solving the problem, because it's not a, the brain and the mind are connected, but they are not. There is their connection is more correlational than causal. Correlation means when I am happy, a particular chemical is secreted in the brain, but the secretion of the chemicals is not the cause of happiness. It's a correlation. So the correlation is important to understand, but we can't reduce it to the, we can't equate it to causal. And sometimes if a person, basically there should not be any stigma for anyone who is taking any mental health counseling or whatever is required. If somebody feels the need for it, they can take that, but it should not become a trend that I have some problem, I had to go to a mental health professional or whatever. But especially when structural or chemical issues are there and clearly diagnosable, then taking treatment is not only okay, it may be essential for addressing that.